From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a setback in England for Brexit. A high court decision in London has thrown a roadblock in the way of England's decision to pull out of the European Union. VOA's Luis Ramirez has the story from the British capital.
A blow for Britain's plan to leave the European Union. Britain's Supreme Court ruled Thursday that the government of Prime Minister Theresa May cannot start the process of breaking up with the EU without involving Parliament. May had planned to invoke Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty and trigger the negotiations to end Britain's EU membership by the end of March, but that timetable is now uncertain. The reaction from No. 10 Downing Street, an appeal in December, and May thinks she may still kick off the process, which will take 2 years, in March. Her spokesman said May will not let the ruling derail the decision made by British voters in June. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
U.S. and Afghan forces came under fire Thursday while targeting senior Taliban commanders during a joint operation in northern Kunduz province, calling in airstrikes during an assault that killed 26 civilians, 3 local troops, and 2 American service members. That according to NATO and local officials. NATO described the Americans killed and 2 other Americans wounded as being part of what they called a train, advise, and assist mission, rare combat casualties for Western forces who handed over the task of securing Afghanistan to local troops about 2 years ago. Meanwhile, Afghan officials said they were still investigating the attack and its civilian casualties, some of which may have been caused by the airstrikes. Residents later carried over a dozen corpses of the dead, including children, toward the local governor's office in a show of rage. This is VOA News. A Russian lawmaker says that if Syrian rebels do not leave the city of Aleppo by the end of a new pause in fighting, Russian and Syrian forces will purge the city. Russian President Vladimir Putin offered a new unilateral pause in fighting in war-ravaged Aleppo on Wednesday, urging rebels to use it to leave the city's besieged eastern districts. The Syrian rebels dismissed Putin's initiative. Senator Franz Klintsevich told the Interfax news agency on Thursday that a purge will begin if there are no results once the pause ends at 7 p.m. on Friday. Russian officials have not previously indicated what they intend to do when that pause expires. Hillary Clinton has swept into normally Republican Arizona, buoyed by one of the largest crowds of her campaign and exhorting supporters to help her beat GOP rival Donald Trump. Trump, meanwhile, campaigned with rare discipline Wednesday as he sought to close his gap with Clinton before next week's election, asking his audience to make certain that they and others vote.
The polls are all saying we're going to win Florida. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Get out there and vote. Pretend we're slightly behind. You got to get out. We don't want to blow this. This is the one chance we have. It'll never happen again.
Trump can't win the election without carrying the state of Florida, underscoring how narrow his path to the White House is. Despite tightening polls, Clinton still has more options, which was underscored by her decision to make that late stop in Arizona, which has voted for a Republican only once since 1952. The Chicago Cubs won their first World Series in 108 years, beating the Cleveland Indians 8-7 in 10 innings. The Cubs led 6-3 after the first 6 innings, but Cleveland scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 8th to tie it up. Neither team scored in the 9th, and after a brief rain delay, the game went into extra innings. Broadcaster Pat Hughes described the moments ending Game 7 on the Cubs radio network.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series! Cubs come pouring out of the dugout, jumping up and down like a bunch of delirious 10-year-olds. The Cubs have done it. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over, and the celebration begins.
Well, despite the Cubs being favored to win the series, Cleveland was a game away from claiming the title after winning the first, third, and fourth games of the series.
That's the latest world news from VOA.